Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it's time for another week of N4G Radio for the week after Black Friday and Thanksgiving and the Turkey Day, and this is a very special episode for no reason.
That was a very interesting voice.
I like that one. That one felt good.
That one felt good. Felt good.
In the room with us today, we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
And we have the Wombat Round Wombo.
Greetings, programs.
Hey.
Sorry.
Is there an echo in here?
Copyright infringement.
And out of the room today, we have, via Skype, Mr. Killer Wolverine, because he has no gas.
Yeah, no gas.
Least live via satellite.
It's not his car.
Yeah.
No, I'm not out in my car. I'm at my home.
No,
gas in your car.
Oh, yes, no. That comes to have.
And
no,
you're also
no job.
You're also not Skyping from your car either.
No.
Dude,
no.
If you were, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yes, that would be impressive.
That's get from that car. I like French fried taters.
Wow. So the guy from Sling Blade Skypes from his car? Is that what I'm learning?
Yes.
Who would ever thought?
I got that computer out in my nightboard. Mm-hmm.
I don't even think he knew what a computer was.
I like mustard on it.
If he had, yeah, I was about to say, if he had a computer, he'd probably put mustard on it and some then cut it in half with a sling blade.
Some folks call it the Kaiser
Blade.
Yeah,
some people call it a Kaiser Blade. I call it a sling blade.
Anyway, we got some games to talk about since everybody had a long holiday with some turkey and...
Yes.
Turkey.
Stuffing.
I got more Thanksgiving to eat tonight.
Good Lord Almighty.
Or, well, last night, as it were, when people are listening.
Hi.
So, yeah, because K-Dub can't hear the soundboard anymore.
Yeah, but...
Nope.
That,
sure can't.
All the more fun to play tricks on him with it.
Oh, what's Arnold going to say to you?
Find out later.
You'll find out on this week's N4G Radio.
Indeed. So we're going to start with some fondling, and we'll start with Gambus Khan. He has a list.
The list.
What's that written on today?
Yeah, what's it written on?
Just a piece of scrap paper.
What's it got on the back? Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's a blank piece of paper.
It's a plain blank piece of paper.
It's straight up paper.
You're losing your touch.
Yeah,
that's. I'm
you
surprised.
Ain't, you ain't got the touch.
I'm waiting for you to come in here with it chiseled in granite.
You got the touch. Yeah.
Wrong.
You got the touch.
Okay. On the Nintendo DS, I played a game called Phantasy Star Zero.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It is,
It's a cough.
It is...
You got the cough.
It's an interesting game. The game is, the graphics are three-dimensional, polygonal graphics. They don't really look that good. Because, I mean, think about it. It's a 3D engine running on a DS. I mean, does anybody expect it to look good? It's got the colors look washed out. The resolution looks blurry. It's not visually appealing at all, except on a purely artistic level.
Artistic.
However,
thank you for that.
However, the gameplay is, for the most part, very well done, and probably the best that you could get the Phantasy Star experience on a Nintendo DS. My problem with the game is that the control scheme is very difficult to get used to. I'm like 4 hours into the game, and I think I just now got used to the control scheme. It's pretty pretty steep. Enemies can kill you very, very quickly, especially bosses. And let me tell you, the bosses in this game are incredibly cheap.
Stop really. Whining.
Basically, while you're fighting a boss, you're fighting the boss and the camera almost evenly as... It's like both the camera and the boss want to kill you.
Nice.
And the boss can kill you in about 3, maybe 4 attacks.
Wow.
How many attacks does the camera take to kill you?
Well, the camera, you know, the camera and the dragon, you know, they have this cahoots that they're going with. Well,
the good news is the camera only has enough mana to attack once per turn, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
damn camera.
Basically, every time you fight a boss, look forward to using up all of your health potions that you can collect, which is a maximum of 10 at a time. So look forward to using up all 10 of them. And if you have any magic, healing magic, expect to use most of your magic on healing as well.
Wow.
Because I was probably healing myself as much as I was striking the enemy with my weapon. Because the enemy... like the first boss, the dragon.
It's always a dragon.
Yeah, it's always a dragon in Phantasy Star. He comes at you, and
he's like, I need about 350.
Keep in mind, you know, about 3 to 4 hits, you're dead. He tries to do combos on you where he tries to hit you 2 to 3 times at one time. So, in other words, he's very, very tough. So, basically, you're using your health potions, you're using your health magic, and you're just praying that the supply that you have, along with the skill that you have of controlling the camera and dodging the enemy, you're just praying that you'll last longer than he does.
Indeed.
And then it gets completely absurd toward the end of the fight. The dragon takes flight, starts flying around in circles, so you're constantly have to realign the camera, like, consistently. And he's shooting fireballs at you, and you don't really see where they're coming from. So you're basically just dodging and doing the evade button, which causes your character to do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll!
So...
Is Slippy there in the background yelling at you to do a barrel roll?
No, I think he was killed earlier in the game.
Oh, gotcha. That doesn't surprise me.
Oh my god, sorry. I didn't know there was going to be music playing with that shit.
But other than that, when you're fighting the regular enemies, the game is actually really fun.
It's good.
If you like loot games...
Mm-hmm. Which I do.
Which I know that both
myself and Zero Tolerance.
Yeah. pretty much everybody in this room likes loot games, and I just had a brain fart there.
I thought you said I had to bring a fart.
I had a brain fart. But the actual game itself, when you're fighting regular enemies, is actually really, really fun. But like I said, it's a steep learning curve. I would say this is probably a tie with the Phantasy Star game that is on the PSP.
PSP.
It's better in some aspects, but it's not as good in other aspects, so it kind of cancels each other out.
See, what I want is a straight port of the Dreamcast original.
Well,
Get
it for GameCube, then.
That's, yeah.
That's pretty much the only option is either...
It's Phantasy Star 1 and 2 on the
right,
same disc.
On the same disc.
Yeah. Same disc.
I think I might have...
The Wii.
I think I might have Phantasy Star 1 on the Dreamcast still somewhere. I don't know where it is, though.
Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, the only sad part about that is you can't play it online anymore.
Yeah, but I played the first one online sometimes, but I played the first one offline just as... Well, more than I played it online, probably. I just enjoyed the world and the loot gathering and all that stuff. I thought it was fun.
There it is.
Wow.
Loot
upside down
is.
And inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about.
Oh,
loot.
Yeah.
Is it sad that I still know most of the words to Whoop, There It Is?
I think most of America still knows the words to
sad.
Whoop, There
yeah.
It Is.
It was kind of ingrained in our social consciousness.
Of course, what's sadder is the fact that there was a Whoop, There It Is, and a Whoop, There It Is.
Whoop, There It Is yeah. the tag team version, mm-hmm. I believe. Tag team back again.
Two versions of Whoop, There It Is, Whooped, There It Is.
Alrighty then. The other game I played, Nintendo Wii. I played some more of the Super Mario Brothers for the Wii.
It's me, Mario.
You were taking it back to the old school because you're an old fool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh God.
Wow. I'm still going with him. There it is.
I know.
I was playing the game two player.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Me and my 10-year-old niece, and the thing is, she's not really that good at. Video games. Yeah,
very
exactly.
appropriate.
It was an interesting time.
I think this might be one of the only games I've ever played that both gets much more fun when you play it with more than one person,
uh-huh.
but also gets much harder the more people you play it with. Because it's so, and it's not like they, you know, add enemies or anything. It's just, it's so hard to platform with four people at once, or even two people at once.
It gets ridiculously crazy.
It does get ridiculously crazy. You end up jumping on each other's heads and knocking into each other and pushing each other into lava and stuff.
I have found that the multiplayer games, the multiplayer version of New Super Mario Bros. Wii is actually... it's actually easier if all four people are familiar with playing a Mario game.
Yeah, for sure.
Than if, like in my case, I know how to play a Mario game, but my niece doesn't even really grasp the concept of running in order to make a higher jump. So she's doing regular walk jumps and thinking that she could reach certain platforms, and she ends up
dying,
and in a lot of cases... making me die as well, so...
Man, you got to pass on the skills.
You got to pass on the knowledge.
I tried to do that. I'm like...
You got to drop the knowledge.
I'm like... I was like, just keep that button pressed down the whole time. You know, just run the whole time. And, so I'm trying to pass on the ancient knowledge of the Mario.
The ancient Mario knowledge.
Yes.
Ancient
Mario knowledge.
They found the tombs of him.
But I'm really
made the pharaohs, made the hieroglyphics,
really complete with the petrified spaghetti.
I'm enjoying the game quite well. It's
to
awesome.
Go along with your stereotypical Italian accent.
I feel like I'm playing
Mamma
Assassin's
Mia.
Creed.
Mamma mia, you want the meatball?
Mm. I'm sorry, Justin. Are we offending you?
Very much. I'm very offended. I'm pissed off.
He's pissed off at your. Oh, fuck it, I lost
He's so pissed off he can't even finish that bowl of spaghetti he started.
That is a lie. I have finished it 2 minutes ago.
Marinara sauce.
I was told I'm not Italian a couple days ago.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that you were called out. You were told that you weren't Italian.
It's because you don't like waffles.
That you didn't have that fiery Italian spirit. I bet if you put marinara sauce on a waffle, he'd eat it.
Ew, it might make it better. That's fucking gross.
Waffles are fucking gross.
You're fucking gross.
You're fucking gross.
Your mom's gross.
Okay.
And we're back to the beginning.
So go ahead, right. Gambus. What else are you playing? We've only got through two games of yours so far, and you got a big-ass list.
Yes, and some shout-outs. 360.
Tree City.
I played some more Dragon Ball Rising Blast.
Yeah, where's that review at?
I thought it was Raging Blast.
Yeah, Raisin
Raisin Blast.
It's a Raisin Blast.
Yeah, it's the California Raisins game.
And I'm just about to lose my mind.
Wow.
I should have the review in by tomorrow.
Okay,
actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
So there's only like 25 reviews on Monday. Hey, welcome back from vacation.
Dragon Ball Z Raisin Blast.
Yes.
Sounds like a cereal. Sounds like a breakfast cereal.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Wrong. Thing is, this game is, you know, every time I play it, I actually get a different impression, which is kind of bizarre.
How bizarre?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Give this people air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thing is, the more I learn how to play this game, the more I kind of don't want to learn how to play this game. Because, okay, it uses every single button on the Xbox 360 controller, right?
Right.
It uses every single button, right? It even uses the right analog stick as another set of buttons. So you have four more buttons with the stick.
Man, that's an eight-way joypad. They could have used eight.
And if that's not crazy enough...
Oh, that's fucked up.
There's an entire list of moves that you do by pressing multiple buttons simultaneously. And a lot of times, it's buttons, like, all over the controller. So, in other words, it's like the most convoluted crap I've ever played in a fighting game.
That doesn't really sound like it's worth it for a bowl of cereal.
I know. I mean, for a bowl of cereal, for crying out loud, you know?
What the fuck?
I know.
When I buy a big old box of Dragon Ball Z Raisin Blast, I expect to just be able to tear into it, get my prize at the bottom. Although, from what I understand, since it's Dragon Ball Z cereal... You dig halfway through the box to find the toy, and then you always have to wait to the next box.
You get a coupon for the next box.
And you spend like 10 hours constipating or gathering your strength to...
Constipating?
That's an awesome word.
Constipating.
Yeah, because in the show, they're always like,
gotcha.
Like building up their fireball.
Constipated,
you know?
As a verb.
Yes,
you know, that show would
be over. The
show would be over in 5 minutes if you gave him some Pepto.
That would be awesome.
That show would be over in 5 minutes if they would just hit each other and get it over with.
Yeah,
instead of just sitting there building up their strength.
Outrageous, and I will repeal it.
It is outrageous, and you should repeal it.
Another thing that I have grown to dislike about this game is that it's besides its convoluted control mechanisms. The absurd perfect timing that you have to do in the game. I mean, you know, this game is probably running like at what, 30 frames per second? Well, yeah, when someone... Okay, there's an evasive move where someone tries to grab you and you try to evade the grab, right?
Or left.
Okay. You have to press the right bumper button at the exact moment that the enemy attempts to grab you. I must have tried it like 50 or 60 times in order to do it a couple times. I mean...
You ain't got the touch.
Hey,
you ain't got the power.
No, it's that it, the... the
yeah!
Wow.
Yeah.
You're in a very high-pitched singing mood today.
I don't know what's going on.
The timing in this game is absolutely absurd. And when you take in consideration...
That it gets too soggy in milk.
That you basically have like 20 buttons that you're basically commanding. This is not a game of strategy. It's a game of understanding convolutedness.
Strategic.
Understanding convolutedness.
Yes, and I also played this game online, and there's actually there's actually a pretty decent-sized community playing this game.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't really surprise me, though, I guess, for a Dragon Ball game.
And you can definitely tell the crowd that plays this game. I mean, when you have people with gamer tags of Goku 69 or...
Ooh, that's gross.
Or Super Saiyan Jimbo.
If there's a Super Saiyan Jimbo, I want him on my friends list. That's awesome.
I mean, when you have these like gamer tag names of people who are clearly Dragon Ball fans, that they've actually made their gamer tag like Dragon Ball, you can clearly tell that this is the game that caters towards them. It's like a separate. It's like a secret society. It's like the freaking like Illuminati or something. But it's Dragon Ball.
But it's Dragon Ball.
Yes.
There's a monster difference there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're both probably just as scary.
Yeah. Indeed.
I don't know. I think I might rather hang out with the Illuminati.
Instead of trying to rule the world, they just wear silk shirts and get in arguments.
And constipate for an hour.
And constipate for an hour.
And, Interesting enough, I think I played like...
And get baked and eat Cheetos.
I think I played like against three or four different people. And out of those three or four different matches, I think I landed about two attacks. Yeah, these guys are completely insane. There's no way to put it. I mean, this
you
is
trying to get crazy with this?
Yeah.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Yeah. But
what's up, Cypress Hill?
Yeah, Dragon Ball, Raging Blast.
Raisin Blast.
Yes. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. On to the
fourth game of the hour.
Yeah. Borderlands. Played some more Borderlands. I think I'm level 16 Hunter now.
Damn, he's about caught me. This motherfucker just got an Xbox.
Yeah, I played with a couple of people that I'm going to shout out to. I played with Scorched Angel, a.k.a. Jay Borsick from the forums. Played with him. He's a good player. He's showing me the ropes. I leveled up quite a bit while we were playing. And I just have to say thank you, dude. You're awesome. I think he's like a level 30. He was a great help. So I look forward to playing with him again on Borderlands. And another shout out is I got to play Borderlands with a host of another podcast. This gentleman named Alex Shaw. He's the host of the Digital Cowboys, which is a British
cowboy.
Digital Cowboys.
Wow,
yeah.
You need to stop with the Kid Rock. Kid Rock never did anything good for anybody.
But,
so let's move on.
But I got to play Borderlands with Alex, and he was actually just beginning Borderlands. He was, I think, he was like a level six soldier, and. And I actually was, like, helping him out. I had the shotgun, you know, and I was like, pshoo, pshoo, and he was like, oh, that's a bloody good shotgun.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Not this again.
Here we go.
But Alex is a really cool guy. Yeah, the Digital Cowboys is a great, great podcast. And I was like, dude, man, it's an honor playing with you. And he's like, I told him about.
He's like, yeah, I've never heard of you.
Yeah,
so
you're nobody.
And I was like, yeah, I'm a fellow podcaster myself. And he's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, how long have you been doing it? I'm like, 3 years now. He's like, wow, you've been doing it longer than I have. And I'm like, oh, okay. But, we were having a good time, you know. I helped him fight Nine Toes, the boss character Nine Toes.
With three testicles.
Yes, yeah. And when that came up, you know, we were all laughing, you know, because he had three balls, and after we killed the boss and we killed the crazy skag creatures that were running around. Something very disturbing happened that really peed me off. You know that elevator that is constantly levitating and descending before you fight the boss?
Yeah.
Okay. I got stuck in it. I got stuck in it, and then I started free-flowing through the stage like if I was a developer of the game.
You fell through the world.
I fell through the world, and I couldn't get back out. And I tried.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, God. Yeah. Excuse me. So, in other words, I tried exiting the game and coming back in, and for some reason, my multiplayer, I couldn't connect, and it was weird, but I could play single player. So, I'm hoping that I didn't permanently damage my save file or corrupt my save in, Borderlands. I mean, that would really suck. But then again, it is a fun game, and I enjoy playing with people. I mean, between Jay Borsick and Alex Shaw, I mean, you guys are awesome. And lastly, the last game that I played, and probably definitely played the most of this week is I played Modern Warfare 2 and entirely multiplayer. Well, okay, I played some Spec Ops with Killer Wolverine.
Yep.
It was cool because you know, I went to sleep that night. I think it was the night before Thanksgiving or something.
What was the night before Thanksgiving?
Thing is, I'm a third shift worker, so days have
days and nights hold no meaning for Gambit's God.
They hold no meaning for me. So I was like, you know, I went to sleep and I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning, or it was like, no, it might have been a little bit earlier. It might have been about 1 in the morning. But I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep, so I fired up the Xbox and saw Kill Wolverine, and we, next thing you know, we're playing Spec Ops in Modern Warfare 2, and it was a fun time, and it was fun playing. I really enjoyed playing Spec Ops. It was real fun. And then I was like, I'm going to try this multiplayer thing out. You know, everybody's saying it's
thinks it's the bee's knees.
Yeah. And, this is kind of weird, but I think I'm in love with Modern Warfare 2.
I think wow. I love you.
Yeah.
What about the freedom?
I think
freedom?
I love you. I mean, when I look at Modern Warfare 2 now,
you get a sensation of being on a snowy mountaintop.
I start to see hearts.
Oh, my
and
darling.
Glitter.
You start to see hearts?
I start
get
to see hearts
Yola
and glitter.
Bay.
And what?
Glitter.
Well, I don't...
That terrible Mariah Carey movie?
No, that... you know how, like...
Wait, you watched that terrible Mariah Carey movie? Come on, Gambus,
no,
that movie
talking
was
about,
awful.
You know how, like, in, like, 70s movies, like, when there's, like, a romantic moment, it's like, it gets all psychedelic with this, like, glitter vision,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. I'm starting to get that way about Modern Warfare. It's become completely absurd. I started playing it, and I'm like, you know something? This game is a lot like an RPG. I mean, I'm ranking up. It's kind of like leveling up. And the more that I rank up, the more I'm able to have newer weapons, the attachment to weapons, the customization levels, and the perks are basically like special powers or spells in an RPG world. So it's almost like an RPG based around modern-day military world.
Your mom's like an RPG.
And everybody,
based around a modern military world.
Yeah. So, in other words, something strange happened. I mean, I'm almost looking at multiplayer of this game in the same way that I look at role-playing games. And it's quite frankly, it's scaring me. I'm like, wow.
Me too.
Yeah. And the thing is, I didn't really play that much of the multiplayer of, like, Call of Duty 4. So,
it's probably because you didn't go in with the mentality that it's an RPG. So whatever makes you enjoy it, keep thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because it's not an RPG, so whatever.
Well, it does have RPG elements. You have to admit that.
You know what else has RPG elements?
What's that?
Life.
That's true.
You know something? You're quite right when you say that.
And I don't go around saying, hey, I'm in an RPG. It's not an RPG, Gambus.
But you know something? But you know something? Modern Warfare 2 is more of an RPG than life is. You know why? Because it actually has experience points. Experience points.
I got experience
points. And you rank up, and that rank up is just a cooler guy way of saying leveling up, because to say level up means that you're too much of a geek. So it's like, oh, I ranked up. So that
go tell the Navy SEAL guys that you know they're an RPG. They'll knife you in the throat.
You know, I'm
nice.
You know, I'm
you know,
not...
Dragon Ball Z Raisin Blast has marshmallow experience points.
Yes.
This is an interesting conversation.
It is really.
Yeah,
these two.
Modern Warfare 2 is almost as much of an RPG as Borderlands.
Wow.
Except Borderlands, you know, has more of a story, is more consistent. But here's the thing. Yeah, and the loot, but there's also loot in multiplayer weapon drops. However, I can easily almost see another Modern Warfare game in the same vein as Borderlands. You just mix the multiplayer with the single-player campaign, and it's Borderlands with Modern Warfare aesthetics. So it's like you could almost take the fundamental gameplays of both of those modes.
Yeah, but
and make almost a Borderlands type of game.
Yeah, Borderlands is different though, because it's got dexterity and strength and all that, and they play into the stats of each weapon that you use and that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's not quite as deep as Borderlands, but it has the same basic idea.
Gotcha.
Hey, man, I'm just looking in this. I might be looking.
No, I agree with you that it definitely has RPG elements, but
yeah.
But I don't think it's. I wouldn't call it an RPG.
No,
I wouldn't call it an RPG either. But then again, it is the Twilight Zone because I've been playing this game, and Zero Tolerance has been playing another game, which he will get to when it comes around to his fondling. So. That concludes my fondling and future fondling. Black Friday came around, and I picked up a little game called Dragon Age Origins.
Nice.
That I want to get into really, really, really badly. However, I will not play it until I finish my review for Dragon Ball.
What system did you buy it on?
360.
Make sure you install it.
Yeah, make sure you install it.
Oh, because I got that humongous hard drive, I install all my games.
Oh, yeah, suck it. Moving on.
So that's your big fondling this week? Or your big future fondling is...
the Dragon Ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to love
it. And more Modern Warfare.
Yeah, you're going to love Dragon Age.
With your hearts in glitter.
Oh, my love.
Snap. Since I can't see him sitting there...
I'm flicking you off.
Oh!
All right, well, snap. Then I'll skip you, and I'll go to Wombo.
Just think, via Skype, no one can see how small your feet are.
Even via the podcast, nobody can see.
Yeah, but I mean nobody in the room.
Oh. I don't need to see
you. You guys must have a foot fetish, because you keep mentioning my feet.
I do
you
have...
sick fucks.
Only for your feet.
Hey,
K-Dub.
Oh, come on, man.
What can I say? I like pirates. And your feet remind me of peg legs, so...
Hey, Wolverine, man, if it makes you feel any better, I actually never really noticed your feet. until every other person noticed it and made a big deal about it, then I noticed.
They're easy to miss.
But other than I honestly didn't notice.
That's right. Never mind. We're just going to move on.
Sometimes I can't even see his shoes because they're covered by the end of his jeans. Because
they're so far up your ass.
Are you going to help me now or not?
Hilarious. All right. So are you going to do him or are you going to do me? Are you going to do both of us at the same time?
Somehow I feel very dirty right now.
Oh, you like me, don't you?
I don't care. Whichever one he wants to go first.
Go ahead, K-Dub.
Do rock, paper, scissors. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Ready? Okay, what'd you say?
I said rock.
Oh, what a coincidence. I said paper, so
no,
I win.
No, you didn't.
So
you said
go.
Rock. You cheating motherfucker.
So go ahead.
All right. let's see what I do. I played Peggle on the PSN for a review. It's Peggle. It's awesome. It's addicting as hell still. Didn't really play the Peggle Knights though yet. I'm gonna tackle that after, I beat Peggle, which will be near 2015.
Nice.
2015.
So, yeah.
Hopefully the world hasn't been exploded for 3 years.
Well, let's hope not either, because that would just make me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that slowdown Zero Tolerance talked about last week, I did notice it, but it's after you play it for so long.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter in the first place, but you kind of just, don't notice it after a while. So, but yeah, still loving the Peggle. I got to play 1 versus 100 the extended play, and then I actually on Friday got to play the live show, which, if you're not in the mob, it's not really why bother playing it. If you're not in the mob, you're in the crowd, and it's you answer the questions and all that shit like you do in an extended play, but it's kind of pointless. It's not fun. I kind of jumped out halfway through the show, so I guess they pick the mob by score. I don't know how it works. So I don't know. There was an interesting question. Excuse me. I forget exactly what it entailed, but it made me laugh because I can't believe they actually put one of these answers in. It was something like, God, I'm trying to remember the exact word so it doesn't sound too fucked up. I don't know. It was another name for the annually, and it's spelled A-N-N-U-A-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
And the three options were the earlobe, the ring finger, and the taint. I'm like, did you actually put the word taint in a video game?
That's awesome.
A fucking family video game.
My favorite taint reference in a video game has been taken over because it used to be all the talk about the taint in Two Worlds, but now it's the line in Dragon Age where Duncan says that you have to master the Darkspawn taint. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, so I've never actually seen taint. In a video game, so that kind of made me snicker. I know it's immature, but whatever.
But hey, it wouldn't be this podcast if it wasn't immature.
True that.
Yeah, I love the little drum roll.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's all right. It added a little gravitas to your statement.
Well, that's what I was going for.
I imagined it was.
I played the Madden NFL Arcade. It's good. It's not worth 1,200 points. It's kind of hard for me to justify that, but
testify.
What?
I said testify.
Oh, okay. It's a 5-on-5 Madden. It's just a pick up and play game. It's not really arcadey in the sense of, like, if you're thinking Blitz, it's so far from Blitz. There are no penalties, obviously, but you can't hit someone early. So, you have, on offense, four plays. You have a short pass, a long pass, medium pass, and a run play. And it takes the biggest players of your team. So, you have, I think, a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back, a quarterback, and the center. So, on defense, you have obviously four plays. You got a blitz, a short pass defense, long and medium pass defense. So, and if you play with arcade controls, the A button pretty much does it all, with the right trigger being your sprint. You can change it to Madden controls, which then obviously would convert the A button to the hit stick of the right analog. Excuse me. So, it's interesting. The point is, you guys ever remember the tabletop football with the paper football and you just,
yeah.
It's got that premise. You have four downs to get to it to get a touchdown.
Gotcha.
So when you get a touchdown, you can kick the field goal, which is automatic, or you can go for the 2-point conversion. So it's Madden without all the stats and without all the players. Take that as you will. It's, like I said, 1,200 Microsoft points. I don't think it's worth it, but I enjoy it. I'm having fun with it, so I guess that's all that matters. So, I don't know if any... did you get a review code, Zero?
Nope, not yet.
All right, well, when you get it, we'll have to try it online, because it's kind of fun. So, let's see. I did also play some Borderlands on Friday, I think, with good old Zero Boy over there.
Zero Boy.
Zero Boy.
That's my pet name.
You weren't supposed to say that on the air, man.
Oh, sorry.
That was...
That's private.
But, I'll be your private dancer.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I think starting out, I was a level 10, and what were you, a 16?
16, yeah.
Yeah, man. And we are in his world, his game. Oh, my God.
So
I
hard.
I mean, I suck at video games, and I die a lot, but I think I died more in that game than in my entire video gaming career.
Nice.
It was fucking tough. And I mean, I guess there's a big leap from a level 10 to a 16. I wouldn't think there'd be that big of a leap.
That's a pretty big leap. You figure, you can only get through probably level 30 before you beat the game the first time.
Right.
So each level is a pretty decent little leap.
I don't even know if I contributed. I would shoot these motherfuckers. The highest damage I would get on them was 5, and that did, nothing. Absolutely nothing on these guys. So I'm just sitting back dying. I felt completely horrible because every minute or two, he would have to come and revive me. Wow, this just can't be any fun. So, but I don't know. I think I've leveled up 3 levels since then, so I got to play more of that so I can actually be on the same playing field as everyone else. But I still had fun even though I, died 2 billion times. So I need to play more of that. So maybe that would be the future. Maybe. Can't promise it, but Halo 3 got put in my system after couple years hiatus. Didn't really do much. I was in the I was playing with Altus and Fido Dido, and Altus was kind enough to share a level that he made, and I think he said it took a week to make. And if you ever messed around with the Forge map maker in Halo 3, you have to have patience, because when you put an item down, it doesn't just, fall and lock into place. It bounces every which direction when you put it down. And this level, if you ever see him online, tell him to show you his level. It'll take a few minutes, but it is worth it. This guy just made this immaculate level. It is amazing. So, and he, like I said, it took a week. So, show him, have him show you. It's pretty impressive. So we just fucked around in there for a while. So not really playing Halo, just showing me his level. And then obviously the last thing I played was Modern Warfare 2 on Friday and Saturday. Friday I played with again Altus and Fido Dido, and then one of Fido Dido's friend Genie Max. So a couple things. The matchmaking in Call of Duty kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've never played it before Friday, so obviously I was a level 1. Fido Dido was a 33, and Altus was a 32. Okay, so common sense, if you did the Halo matchmaking thing, common sense would say you would have somewhere in between, the high 20s, to the lower 30s or mid 30s. Not the case. The majority of the people were 40s, 50s, 60s, and even a 70.
Wow.
And me being a level 1 was like, this is kind of bullshit. And even the 30s, even Altus and Fido Idol, like, this is bullshit. Why are we in, with everyone with these high fucking ranks? So it got a little bit frustrating for me the first night of playing. But, the first night, after playing it, there's been a lot of connection problems that night too. I don't know why, but I don't care. It happens. But it didn't suck me in like Call of Duty 4's did. Because when that first came out and I played it, I'm like, oh, I have to play this more. Modern Warfare 2 didn't do that. And I don't know if it's because I started out, 3 weeks too late, or it's just not as fun, in my opinion, as Modern Warfare 1. So, I don't know. But the second night of playing it, I played with Alta, Scorched Angel, and Fixer. And I had more fun because I was a higher level then, and I was starting to get into a groove, and I had a better weapon. And
get into the groove.
I was getting...
Kill a Wolverine, you've got to prove.
But I was, you know, getting more kills and getting a little better. But it's just not sucking me in like Modern Warfare 1 did, and I don't
suck
have
it.
An answer. Okay, don't want to suck it. But...
Yeah, but, it didn't suck me in either, but neither did the first one, so...
But see, that the first one, like I said, I got sucked in. I mean, I played that a
There's
lot.
There's a lot of sucking going on here. It's bothering me.
Wow. Okay.
Blow me.
Okay.
Taint.
You must master the darkspawn taint.
Taint it.
Before this taint overcomes the land.
But, yes, now that we're done with the taint...
we'll never be done with the taint.
Okay. yeah, I had fun playing with them all. I did. But maybe I'll just have to give it some more time and actually have to rank up to where everyone else is. And a lot of people are in, I guess, prestige already. And, wow, that's kind of sad considering it's only been out 3 weeks. So,
prestige.
Anyone out there who's playing, you know, Modern Warfare 2 and have no life and, you know, talk shit about it, just fuck you. Just go fuck yourself.
Wow.
So. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That was vicious.
If anybody's listening to this show and you're prestige, I have to say, I'm sorry. I have to apologize for the show.
Wow. Thank you for defending them.
Snap. You just sold out Kill Wolverine.
Are no longer in my address book.
You
were dead to me.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. Thank you. Because if you want to listen carefully, I said if you have, you know, played it, you know, since day one nonstop. So,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Wow. Snap. Wolverine's just effing everybody today.
Good. Man, I just felt like I was stabbed with an antimanium claw.
No, that, sir, would be me.
Oh, you stabbed him right in the back.
Right in the back.
You got backstabbed. And what did you call it? A what claw? I think you mean adamantium, but I'm pretty sure you said antimantium.
Hey, I'm congested.
Which no
is,
deal.
Which is what an ant stabbed you with.
Bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was not very funny.
No,
Ryan.
It wasn't.
It's okay.
It wasn't.
Adam ant could have stabbed you with it.
Adam ant could have, yeah.
Adam antium claw.
Or ant man.
And that no longer, that wasn't funny either too, Zero. But that's
Fuck
okay.
Fuck you.
That's okay. But that's it. For last week.
What you gonna play this week?
Well, I figured this week since, or last week, I just gave some love to 360. I think this week, pending schoolwork, I will try to play some Uncharted.
Online?
Online with our PS3 brethren.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, I'll have to see if, hopefully I'll be online one night when you're online and maybe we can play some. Because I haven't got to play as much Uncharted multiplayer as I would like. I haven't had much time between trying to play Dragon Age and stuff.
See, I haven't actually played it at all, so I'm actually hoping that this will be an easy week so I can go ahead and play that. So, we'll see. That's if I have time, that'll be the only thing I would be playing this weekend. So,
as you tap on the desk.
Hey, Killer Wolverine.
Who is that talking?
I was going to ask, could I play with you?
You're dead. You're dead to me.
But... You usually work the weekends, don't you?
Yeah.
way to build up hopes.
So the answer is no.
Well, I mean, if I know Friday probably won't happen, but Saturday, if, before you go to work, if you want to jump on, I'll probably be on Saturday, you know, not hold my breath on it. But if you see me online Saturday, sure, I don't care. Come on, everyone who's on. If you see me online playing Uncharted Saturday, Friday, whatever, you can feel free to join me. I would love it, so.
All right. Arnold's going to join you.
Oh, he's already here. You don't know about it.
Snap. Wow.
That's gross.
It's a little weird.
Hey, it's a way to get up in the world, okay?
apparently, it's also a way just to get up.
Get on
you,
up.
You taint.
Get on up. You taint.
Bullshit.
Alright, we're going to move on to the Wombat now.
Well, in keeping with the tradition... I have a lot of shout-outs, too. I got to give a shout-out to Scorched Angel 08, Jay Borsick, also known as, for he sent me a chat request the other night, but unfortunately I couldn't join his room. Same deal with Fido Dido. He sent me a chat request actually immediately afterward, and I couldn't join either one of them, unfortunately, because it was late and my wife was already in bed and I didn't want to wake her up. And then I got a lot of messages on Thanksgiving that I appreciated quite a bit, from the Jimbo Inn, from Squallsoft, the Mafeo, I assume the Mafio, I don't know how to pronounce that, so I apologize if I butchered it. Vigilante 8 and Job,
I love
for
that game,
and Job for a Rockstar all sent me stuff on Thanksgiving, so thank you very much to them. As far as games, I've only played two games this week, as is becoming standard for me. I played a lot of Dragon Age this week, trying to build up so I can finally do this friggin' review. I killed, possible spoiler alert, I don't know that it would really be considered a spoiler, but I killed a dragon in a certain area, and it was quite tough. It was quite tough. I explained to Zero Tolerance that it took me about 45 minutes, because
wow.
My party lasted all of about 15 minutes, and we got the dragon down to about half health, and then from there it was just me, my two sword dual weapon warrior. Just switched to a bow, and I just ran back and forth between two rocks and shot him with arrows for the next half hour until he died. So basically, my arrows were doing like five to seven damage every time, and I just had to whittle him down. But I found that if I ran back and forth between these two rocks, number one, he couldn't pull me towards him because the rock was in the way, and so he would just kind of stand there for a second. I could get one or two arrows into him, and then he would fly up to where I was, and I'd just run down to the other rock. So it was very exploitative on my part, but
nice.
it led to his death, which is really all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a lot of that this week. My hope is to play a lot more of that this week, this coming week. I love that game. It's now, I think, in my top three for the year. Phenomenal game. Really, 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 really good. Gambish, you're going to love it. It's right up your alley. And then the other game that I played a lot this week was New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which I actually played with my wife. We are on the last castle. So it's just a question of mustering up the ability to beat the last castle.
So how is the last castle? Like, what happens in it? Like what crazy stuff goes on?
It's a lot of crazy platforming. A lot of lava, obviously, and a lot of moving platforms and stuff that you have to jump on and avoid, and just a lot of tough stuff. The last two worlds are pretty tough, especially when you're playing with two people, because the platforming gets tough when you've got two people. I love the design of World 8 is really cool, and the way the lava's done and some of the interesting mechanics that it brings to the table. I love the way motion control is used in the game, because you'll have various platforms and stuff that you have to actually physically control with a motion control.
Yeah.
There's one boss that you have to actually fight using motion control, and then there's you know, different, like, you have to wiggle the remote to turn a screw to move a platform or to move stuff out of the way and
wiggle
stuff
it
like that. Just a little bit. I really, 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 really love the game. It reminds me of basically the perfect combination between Super Mario World and Super Mario 3.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. The levels are all well designed. The multiplayer is a blast. And it's fun to just, you know, to run through a level and, yeah, you die a lot, and in multiplayer you jump on each other's head a lot, or you bump into each other or knock each other off a platform, or you might block each other from jumping to get to the right platform. So It can get a little frustrating, but more often than not, instead of being frustrating, like things that would be frustrating if you were playing by yourself, are funny when you're playing with more than one person, because you end up laughing at yourselves for knocking each other off the platform, or one person gets both power ups and you end up cursing them, and it's a lot of fun though, and I've had a blast playing it this week with my wife. Hopefully we'll be able to beat that tonight. That's my hope.
So I take it she likes the game?
She really likes it. Yeah. She, like me, gets a little frustrated at it sometimes because it gets so tough. But it's a lot of fun. So, and we even played some of the coin battle levels, too, where you have to try and get more coins than the other person, which is fun, too. So really, really good game. And then as far as future finaling goes, probably more Dragon Age. I'm gonna try and beat Super Mario when I get home. And then I also got my review copy of NCAA Basketball 2010. So I'm gonna play that this week and hopefully have a review up for it. And my Dragon Age review should finally be up this week. Normally that's one that I would really push to try and get the review done quick, but we do have the PC review up already, thanks to Odeon, who was on the show last week, and I really want to. It's a game that I really wanted to put a lot of time in before I did a review for. I know that there's probably not a chance that I'm going to be able to beat this one before I review it, but I feel like I've got a good enough grasp of the mechanics and the story and the way the game works to write a fair review on it now, whereas I didn't really feel like that a week ago. That pretty much wraps it up for me.
Rock and rolla.
Rock and rolla.
Rock and rolla.
Rock and robin. Tweet. Tweet-a-deet.
As surprisingly as it is, my fondling is very short. Because we've already talked about Borderlands and me and K-Dub playing some Borderlands. So I guess I'll nail off the Wii stuff first. I did play Bit Trip Void, as I'm playing that for review. Man, those games are fucked up, dude. Like, I think I want to be high while I play them. Because the first one was just, you use the D-pad to like hit left, right, up, or down, depending on the beat. And that was weird in and of itself. In this one, you start off as a tiny pixel collecting other pixels, and the more pixels you collect, the bigger you get, and the harder it is to only collect the certain color pixels. But you collect them to the beat of some mts, mts,
nice.
And it looks like an Atari game. That's the power of the awesome graphics.
I heard that it actually kind of evolves, at least the original Bit Trip, like it starts off simple, but the more that you keep going, the more it evolves and kind of becomes more modern contemporary.
It's very possible that it could. I could only play it sober for about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird. So I don't really know what to think about the game, honestly, because I played it and I just kind of stared at it for a little bit.
I've been interested in these games.
I don't know. Yeah. You'd probably like them. I just find them very, very weird.
I listen to podcasts, and they get mentioned sometimes, and it seems that people like them. I mean, like I said, everybody says that they're bizarre, definitely. But
sometimes I wonder if those kind of games are more popular because they're not popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The kind of games that are cool because they're not popular.
Because nobody else is playing them, and they're like, hey.
They think it's very artsy to
move
a pixel around and make it bigger and listen to some techno music. And I don't know. I literally played it for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, what the fuck? Am I having fun? I was trying to decide if I was or not. I'm like, I kind of feel like I'm going into a hypnosis.
But then again, this entire discussion that we've talked about this game in itself is almost artistic commentary on the game.
Well, this is true, too, so. Yeah, so. I'm sure there's an audience for it, and I'm sure they're enjoying it, because I've heard a lot of people are enjoying it. But if you're a contemporary gamer and you don't get into that kind of artsy...
Yeah, the underground scene.
The weird indie games and stuff, you're probably not going to dig it very much, so...
It depends on what kind of weird. There's a lot of games on, like, PSN that, to me, are just... To me, they just look weird for the sake of being weird. I'm not going to name any specific games because I don't really remember what they were off the top of my head. But there's like several games on PSN where it's just like where you're like moving stuff and it's like trippy.
Trippy.
Yeah.
I'll make a new genre. Call trippy. It trippy.
Trip gaming.
But also on the Wii, I did get a chance to play my review copy of Resident Evil. The Dark Side Chronicles.
How is that?
Side.
I almost hold a vendetta against the Wii, because last generation, probably one of the greatest Resident Evils ever made, was released on the GameCube.
Uh-huh.
In the form of Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And now the Wii has been, you know, whittled down to light gun games, which is what Dark Side Chronicles is. And not taking away from Darkside Chronicles, because it is a very, very good light gun game, especially if you like Resident Evil. But it just feels like I'm being cheated an experience on the Wii, because it is a light gun game. And I think that's really the bad side of it, because I feel like, why can't we have a real Resident Evil game?
Yeah.
On the Wii.
You bring up a really good point of the whole... minimalist gaming movement that has become really prevalent for the Wii, you know, where it's like, oh, it's the Wii, so we're going to assume that we don't really have to put a lot of effort in this game. You know, it's like only a handful of companies are even trying to make a good, high-quality Wii game, and most of the time they don't even sell when they come out.
Well, the thing with Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles is you can tell there's a lot of effort put into the game.
Oh, okay.
But it just feels like they tailored it to the Wii, making it a light gun game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like Resident Evil, the light gun games, I honestly don't know how they continue to make them, because the Resident Evil fans don't really care for them.
Right.
They buy them for the story, which this one does a really good job of expanding the universe by... going back and revisiting Leon and Claire, and the first mission that Leon had with the guy from Resident Evil 4, which is Krauser, I mean, and all of that kind of stuff.
So when time period wise does this game fall?
After 2, right before 4.
Gotcha.
Does it have anything to do with Code Veronica?
I don't know yet. I just played through the first level, so...
That Krauser guy was a bad mofo, wasn't he?
Yeah. And you're actually his partner in the beginning of the game.
See, that's cool.
So the story part of it is good, but then you're playing a light gun game that is taking you by the hand as to where you're going.
Yeah.
So that kind of takes you out of the experience.
So it's pretty much a light gun game, but with a really cool story attached to it.
Yeah, I would place it just below Dead Space Extraction as far as quality, which Dead Space Extraction, that's no small feat. It was a great game.
Yeah.
It just... being a Resident Evil fan, you kind of feel like you're being a little bit cheated, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it is a light gun game.
I can definitely see that, yeah.
So it's kind of unwieldy because you can't control it?
Yeah, because...
So it's
like,
basically exactly like every other Resident Evil ever, right?
Don't start. You haven't played Resident Evil since the beginning of time.
You're right. You're right. I haven't. Well, no, that's not true. I played Resident Evil 5.
For
I did.
What, 5 minutes?
Something around there.
Right around that vicinity.
I played it long enough to know that it was still not my cup of tea.
Hey, that's fine and dandy. Yeah. No, I did feel like there were times where like the enemies would pop out in front of me and I'm trying to shoot them, then all of a sudden the camera would just jerk the other way because it wanted me to see something over here. I'm like, right. Oh, that's just great.
Yeah.
But as for a Wii game, it does look good for a Wii game, but still when you compare it to like Resident Evil 5, you're kind of like, oh, look, downgrade. You know, but you can't help that. You can't blame that on the game. It's not the game's fault. On the PS3, I don't think I played anything this week. I meant to play Ratchet. I just didn't get around to it because two other games on my 360 sucked out my soul. See, I'm bringing back the sucking.
Yeah.
First up, Dragon Age. I beat the game.
Awesome.
Just under 30 hours, and I rushed.
You ran through the game.
I really did. I probably skipped 30 or 40 hours worth of game.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do there. Yeah. A lot to do.
I didn't even max out my character. I finished at level 19.
I have so many quests in my quest folder that I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, that's kind of the... And that was really my biggest beef. That was really my only beef with the game was the quest system.
Right.
It just got so convoluted. Like, literally at the end of the game, I kept seeing the marker on my map, and I would go to it, and it would say quest completed. I didn't even know what the fuck I completed.
Right.
I'm like, I must have picked up an item somewhere when I was doing something and came back and talked to this person, and I got a quest completed. I'm like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did. But all right. I did love the way the game ends. There's a lot of options towards the end of the game that allow you to alter what happens at the end of the game.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different paths that you can take towards the end of the game that actually change up what happens. But I loved it. I love the ending because it does your typical, you know, CGI ending. But it uses the end game so you get to see your character. And... then it gives you a rundown of everything that happened after the ending. So it tells you what happened to the dwarves, what happened to the elves, what happened to the mages.
Nice.
So what kind of character were you playing as?
I was a human warrior.
Human warrior.
So, and I was a good guy, so I went through my first play as a good guy.
Oh, okay.
So, but it actually, what it tells you what happens to them actually is affected by what you did in the game. Because whoever you romance, it'll say how they reacted.
Gotcha.
At the end of the game, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, and even when they talk to you towards the end of the game, it'll be based on your relationship with them.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
But, very, very good game. It's been a long time since I put 30 hours into something, and I want to play it again, which says something about it.
Yeah.
And the other game... that I talked a little bit about last week because I hadn't played much of it, but now I just resend everything I said about it, was Assassin's Creed 2. Because, like I said, I was fair. I went back and I played it some more just to see if it got better.
Uh-huh.
And 10 hours later, I have it in my top 5 games of the year.
Oh, snap!
This game is absolutely phenomenal. I don't know... I never finished the first game because I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I got extremely bored with its repetition, and I'm trying to pick up the pieces of the story, because the second game conveys the story so much better, and I think one of the things I love about the second game is, I'm very rarely, and spoiler alert if you haven't played the first game, I'm very rarely in the present.
Yeah,
I spend most of the game in the memories, which is just... It's so much better constructed this time around, like, where you find, like the Eagle Perches. They're marked on your map much better. All the stuff that side missions and stuff are mapped better. There is actually points to getting the Eagle things because it'll unlock and show you where the Codex pages are, which you can then take to Leonardo da Vinci, and he'll upgrade your stuff and give you new weapons. And the amount of crap that you can do in this game is ridiculous. There are vehicle segments, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Which are very cool.
Huh.
I love the new assassinations, especially being able to jump from like a rooftop and just wipe out 3 or 4 guys at once. The game seems less focused on stealth this time around.
Really?
And the combat system is actually very, very deep. And it's very good, even though it's all context sensitive. I love how you can actually have like a base now. And you can upgrade it and buy stuff for it, and it actually earns you more money to go buy more things. Hmm. And the story is just phenomenal. I actually just got to a point in the game that kind of referenced back to the first game, and it's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, I heard that the main assassin in this game is very charismatic.
He is a great character.
Yeah.
Like, I love his character, and... The authenticity of the voices and stuff is just great. Like, that when they talk, they mostly speak in English, but every now and then they'll just rattle off something in Italian.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah.
And it's really well done. And, like, your targets this time... It's not like the first game where it's like, hey, go kill this guy. Okay, I'm done. Okay, now go kill this guy. No, like, the story actually progresses on a much, much more open fashion. And it's one of those games where, like, as you're going to your mission, you'll stop and see something. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go do this. Like, each city has what's called a tomb. And inside the tomb, there's a seal. And each one of these tombs is, like, you're probably talking 30 to 45 minutes of gameplay. And you'll just be walking down the street, and you're like, oh, look, here's the tomb. I'm going to go inside. And if once you collect them all, you get a very special piece of armor that I won't spoil that, you know, you need to play the game to see. And there's just so much to collect and so much to do. And there's this thing in the game that I've become obsessed with. It's called the Unlocking the Truth of Subject 16. And basically, there's these glyphs hidden all over the game. There's 20 of them. And every time you find one, you have to do these little puzzles. Like, where you're looking at paintings or pictures and stuff.
I heard about these.
Yeah, and you have to, like, solve these puzzles. And once you solve the puzzle, it unlocks this little short video clip that eventually will create a movie that explains Subject 16.
Wow, this sounds incredible.
And it's just ridiculous how much there is to see and do in this game. Like I said, I'm 10 hours into it, and I think I'm 33% synced.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm maybe a third through the game. At 10 hours of just, and it's one of those games that I'm compelled to do everything. And the funny thing is I've barely done any side missions, like the races or the assassination contracts or the beat up activities. I've hardly done any of those because there's so much other stuff that's so, like, engaging. Like, the tombs are ridiculously engaging, the story's engaging, collecting the codex pages, finding the statues, upgrading my city. There's just so much to do in this game. And it's not overwhelming at all because it introduces it to you in small increments, and eventually you just get to, like, this set that where, you know, okay, I've finished this mission, now I go back, I collect my money I've made from my building, I drop off my feathers I've collected, I put in my codex pages, I put my seal down, you know, and you go through these steps every time you play. And it's just insane. Fantastic game. And outside of the faces, which still bother me a little bit, The game looks great. I've run into maybe one glitch where I fell off a building and landed on somebody's head. And he just kind of glitched there and, like, jumped around a little bit.
Well, if you fell off a building and landed on my head, I'd probably glitch out, too.
I can't say enough good about this game. If you're at all into action-adventure games, you don't even need to question it. Just go buy it. It's that good.
You know, I think this is going to be on my radar now.
I mean, it blew my mind because, like I said, that first half hour was really slow and boring to me, and I'm like, oh, we're having another Assassin's Creed. I'm not going to like this. And then once I got past that, got into the memory, started playing through, it just hooked me. I got addicted, and I couldn't stop. And like I said, 10 hours later, here I am calling it one of my top 5 games of the year because it is that good.
Wow. This year's game of the year is going to be the awards. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm still sold on my top two. Nothing has changed that. Uncharted and Batman are still number one, number two.
But then the other ones.
The other ones below that. Yeah. I don't even
know.
There's
so many, like, third and fourth and fifth place ties, I guess, beyond that.
I mean, if you just run down the stuff that's come out in the last month. You know, with Assassin's Creed and Dragon Age and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just new Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible to try to pick a favorite game this year.
Yeah, new Super Mario Brothers is in my top 5 of this year.
It's insane.
So, I mean,
it's redonkulous.
Yeah.
As far as future fondling, now that I'm finished with Dragon Age, I can focus a lot on Assassin's Creed. But I've been enjoying the two game mentality right now, where I'm playing two really big games. So I think I'm gonna pick up either Demon's Souls or Ratchet and Clank as my second game right now.
Oh, okay, yeah, Demon's Souls, that'll probably last you for a while.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if I'm ready for the frustration of it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Ratchet might be a better choice because it's been a long time since I've played a really good platform, or Mario. One of those two will be my secondary game while I'm playing Assassin's Creed mainly.
I think Demon's Souls would make a nice winter game, like past, like after the New Year's, you know, for like the January, February months.
Not
mean,
this year.
No, crap.
You mean when Bayonetta, Darksiders, and Army of Two,
and Mass Effect 2
come out? in January?
Do you know there's actually three games that I want to pick up within that week and a half after Christmas? Of course, I want to definitely Bayonetta. And then there's a Soccer Wars is actually coming to the U.S. For the PS2 and the Wii, and I want to get that. And Final Fantasy, the Crystal Bearers for the Wii is coming out, and I've heard some people that have played it already, and actually they said that it's really different and really interesting. So I'm looking for those three games right after Christmas.
Well, hey, don't buy Soccer Wars.
How come?
Because I hook you up.
Oh, sweet.
Because I hook you up.
Oh, awesome.
Nah, I'm glad that I finished Dragon Age, and I'm hoping to finish at least Assassin's Creed before January hits. Because now, with the site transitioning into just reviews and stuff, once we catch up on the holiday rush, which hopefully we'll do this week and next week, then we can move on to, you know, the holiday buyer's guides and Game of the Year awards. And then after that, hey, guess what? We go right back into another rush.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time.
Yeah.
And then you have March is going to be a big month for me between Final Fantasy 13 and Super Street Fighter 4.
Dude, January, February, and March,
yeah,
I think are worse than August, September, and
yes,
October,
yeah,
and November of this year.
They are. And it's going to be cool, too, because these games have been pushed back for so long. That means that they have extra time for extra polish.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm sure that some of the games will actually benefit from it.
And you know what game I was looking for today that I totally forgot about that I want? Is Red Steel 2.
Oh.
I totally forgot about that game.
When does that come out?
February.
Okay, cool.
Did we lose Killer Wolverine some point along the line?
No.
Oh, okay.
Earlier.
I'm just making sure.
You just quiet. He was listening to my Assassin's Creed jargon.
Gotcha.
He wants to play it now, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy. I really want to play Assassin's Creed 2. I really do. I feel like the last 4 or 5 months, my gaming habit has changed to the point where I'm on the 1 to 2 games at a time mentality now. Whereas I feel like I always used to have like 4 games at my house that I was playing at once.
Yeah.
And I've sort of over the last 6 months-ish changed my viewpoint to where I'm only playing 1 or 2 games at a time.
It's much more productive.
Yeah, it's much more productive.
Yeah, and you can actually beat
usually
games that
the
way.
A game that I really want to play, and then a game that I'm reviewing if I'm reviewing something, or another game that I'm okay with sort of taking a back burner for a while.
All right, now that the fondling is over, go ahead, repeat me one more motherfucking
now
time.
Now that the fondling is over,
we're gonna do some motherfucking
we're do
news.
Some motherfucking news.
I'm gonna punch you in the titty.
I'm gonna punch you in the titty. And now. News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt.
Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt.
brought to you by Thanksgiving, the time of the year where Americans gather together to celebrate the Indians teaching the Pilgrims how to farm and the Pilgrims giving them syphilis and stealing their land. And now your host, the syphilitic Zero Tolerance.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
All right. I didn't even know this was happening, but apparently there's a King of Fighters live-action movie coming out.
Ugh. Hmm. Seriously, do fighting games really need a movie? Seriously.
I don't know. I heard the trailer's pretty bad. I haven't watched it.
Oh, you know what? I have seen the trailer for that. It's got Ray Park in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen the trailer for that. And it did look awful. Yeah. I mean awful.
It's got Maggie Q as my
Yeah, how was that?
Maggie Q's pretty cool.
You just think she's hot.
I'm telling you, this movie looks awful.
Ray Park can't save everything.
I mean, just awful.
What has he saved, exactly?
Phantom Menace?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you can't argue that, can you?
Well, that's only because
he's awesome.
A little badass, but yeah. He didn't, you know. Yeah, whatever. All right, cool.
You know what else he saved?
Christmas.
The first X-Men movie. I mean, his performance as Toad was the only thing carrying that film.
Yeah, man, that was Oscar-worthy.
It was Oscar-worthy. Hey, Justin, do you know what happens to a Toad when it gets struck by lightning?
The same thing as everything else.
Snap.
All good. In brighter news, co-op multiplayer has been confirmed for Splinter Cell Conviction.
That is awesome.
Indeed.
Yes. That's going to be a sweet game. When does that come out?
March, I think.
I think they've still...
February. February.
Oh, man.
I think I heard that that's still not official. I don't know.
It says right here when Conviction launches in February.
Well, that could change because it's not February.
That is...
You know what? If your negative attitude is going to shower onto this podcast...
His taint is infecting our podcast. His negative taint.
You keep your taint to yourself.
No, my taint is for all.
It's a community taint.
It is a community taint.
Apparently BBC's iPlayer for Xbox 360 has been delayed indefinitely.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, we would get it anyway.
I know.
Q Games is bringing Reflect Missile to the DSiWare.
Huh. Looks kind of cool. Looks kind of like...
Missile Command with Breakout?
Yeah, that's what I was about ready to say. But you beat me to it because you're that kind of guy.
Yeah. Apparently, BioWare is planning to continue developing for PS3.
And news that surprised no one.
Not a person. Little Big Planet to add online creation next week. Version 1.21 will add online, create, save game, tweaks, and more.
Nice. Mm, cool. It's good to see that they're still supporting that.
Well, it's because they're never going to make a sequel.
Yeah.
Which they shouldn't. Yeah.
No, you are correct.
Puzzle Quest 2 has been announced.
Wasn't that Galatrix?
Yes. If anybody even cares.
There's some people that care.
Yeah, I didn't like that game at all.
I thought it was
all right. Think Galactrix was an actual sequel.
Yeah, it was like
it was a spinoff.
Yeah, you're right.
You spin me right round, baby, right round.
Wow. Good. At least you were singing the original version and not the terrible Flo Rida version.
Well, yeah. nobody knows that version. Rock Band Network is fully launching in early 2010. Why are you trying to hit me with a Joker poster? So that's cool, the Rock Band
stuff. So that's
cool.
Wow.
Sure.
Analyst says that Call of Duty DLC could generate up to $140 million.
Wow.
That's high hopes.
No, that's pretty much expected.
Yeah.
That's 140 followed by 6 zeros. For those of you keeping track at home.
I would like just one day's revenue of Modern Warfare 2.
I'd just like $140. You can keep the zeros. I just want $140. Well, you can keep all but the last zero in 140.
Free and clear?
Yeah, free and clear.
An Australian Attorney General is pushing for a Modern Warfare 2 ban, because Australians apparently shouldn't be able to see, like, people being killed.
Wait a minute. They're trying to censor something in Australia?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah. The PC specs for Mass Effect 2 went out. You're clapping like you... Did you meet them?
No, but I can't wait for Mass Effect 2. That's like...
closer and closer.
Mass Effect 1 is one of my games of the generation, so I'm just so stoked for the second one.
Alright, Final Fantasy 13 Xbox 360 promotion is giving away Chocobos as avatar items.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I want one.
You have to register, tweet, and win.
Okay.
Next week's Rock Band DLC is going to be Nirvana, again.
And Night Ranger. Since they're so similar.
Don't tell me you love me.
Motorhead.
But it's... weird Nirvana. It's the three singles from Nevermind. Two of them live, one of them unplugged. Unplugged, really?
You know what? I actually wish they would do the entire Nirvana Unplugged in New York album as DLC. I'd like to have the unplugged version of a lot of those songs on Rock Band.
Yeah, but the drums just wouldn't be very fun.
No.
The new Star Wars game is apparently going to premiere at the VGAs, and I bet you I know who's not making it.
I bet it's not Pandemic.
I bet it's not.
What Star Wars game is it? Have they said yet? Is it Battlefront 3?
Don't know. It's either a new Battlefront, a new Force Unleashed, what was that other one? They did years ago.
Dark Forces?
It could be Dark Forces. I was thinking of the flying game.
Oh, X-Wing? Rogue Squadron or any of those.
You know what would be really sweet?
A new Battlefront, which we've been waiting on for a decade.
If it was a new single-player Knights of the Old Republic.
I could go for that or a new Force Unleashed, but as long as they keep doing the DLC non-canon stories, I'm happy. Apparently, Professor Layton is returning to Japan again with another game called Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracles next fall.
Awesome.
So, there you go. Apparently, Red Dead Redemption has a date now.
That's another game I'm excited for. I love the first one.
It begins April slot. So it's due in April.
Yeah.
So January, February, March, and April. There you go. Final Fight characters are joining Super Street Fighter 4 with Cody. Was it Cody Adon and
Guy?
Yeah, that's
Guy is awesome. I'm going to be playing this guy.
And
it's
you know
it's
what?
Like we started over back in 1994 again.
I know.
We're just releasing new Super Turbo editions of Street Fighter every 6 months.
I get more and more excited about Super Street Fighter 4 every week, every time they announce something.
I'm thinking that the next couple characters are going to be Street Fighter 3 characters.
Well, that's the rumor is that it's going to be Ibuki, Makoto, and Dudley are the next three.
Okay. Because
they said there's at least 8 new characters.
Yeah, that's what they said.
To go along with everything else, so.
So it sounded like it's going to be a sweet, sweet game.
Well worth $40.
Yeah.
Apparently Falcom is hoping to boost revenue by publishing titles stateside. These are the developers of the Ease series.
Yeah.
Ease.
Awesome.
What?
I don't think I'm going to read that. That's just going to get confusing. PlayStation Store update included Dino Crisis, the original, Tekken 6 for PSP, and 6 new minigames, which I forgot to mention in my future fondling. I have 2 of them for review.
Nice.
So I will be playing them. I can't remember. I think one of them's Blast Off, and there was another one. I can't remember.
Yeah, I was
Blast
wondering what those were when I was stealing your, shit.
Don't be stealing my shit. Far Cry 3 is apparently in development, and of course someone at Ubisoft says it looks pretty exciting.
Yeah. Much better than... It looks like shit, if I'm being honest, coming from the head writer.
speaking of Crytek, though, did anybody see the mod for Crysis for Back to the Future?
No.
They have the DeLorean.
Wow.
And you can drive it, and when it hits 88 miles an hour, it goes back in time.
That's awesome.
Really?
It's badass.
That is awesome.
You need to search for the video on YouTube. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Apparently Alienware has been preloading their computers with Steam and a copy of Portal, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
The Tekken 6 title update is coming this Thursday, which was last week, for Thanksgiving. It will improve the online play, hopefully, a lot, because it had a lot of problems. Really?
Yeah, did you not hear about this?
I remember reading about the new Mercenaries game. It's called Mercenaries Inc.
Yep. I think it's just called Mercs Inc., actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Mercs Inc.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, so we'll see if that ever actually reaches store shelves.
Does anybody care?
I care. I like the Mercenaries games. Both
really?
Of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Second one I thought was...
I liked the second one. I know that a lot of people had problems with it, but I thought it was a lot of fun. And actually, now that it's cheap again, I might buy it again. Because I enjoyed that game.
Another big game for March everybody keeps forgetting about, Just Cause 2, has been confirmed for March 23rd.
Sweet. Wow.
Yep.
God, that game looks so fucking awesome.
It does look a lot of fun.
And I'm going to be broke quarter one of 2010.
Agreed.
Consistently.
Apparently, well, that's already over. So, oh, no, it's running until December 10th. Guerrilla Games is celebrating the Killzone anniversary with a DLC discount and a double XP weekend until December 10th.
I thought Killzone came out in...
It did.
February or March. How is it the anniversary?
I don't know. Anniversary when it was announced 6 years ago? I don't know. apparently Namco Bandai Games didn't cancel Splatterhouse because they're doing a shoe tie-in.
What?
Why are the shoes bloody?
They have a picture of Jason Voorhees on them.
Awesome. Splatterhouse might end up being a pretty decent game.
If it ever comes out.
Yeah, if it ever comes out.
I'm not holding out hope.
Microsoft files a patent for something called User-Created Game Guide, which is kind of like New Super Mario Brothers, the way it plays the game for you.
Yeah.
So maybe the Xbox will be getting that too, so.
Have you ever encountered that?
I have not, no.
Oh.
You can cash in, I believe, Star Coins at the at the castle in the very first level to do that, but we've never done it. I mean, there's no reason to watch the gameplay itself.
And what's the point of that? I never got the point of watching a game play itself. Why the fuck buy it if you're not going to fucking play it?
To get past levels, I think, that people find too difficult.
Well, fuck that.
Fuck that.
That was awesome.
Why did you sound like a manatee trying to roll over just now?
It was I can't do the level. If you're not gonna play the fucking game, don't fucking buy it, you fucking douchebags.
There you go, that's on the back of the box.
Yeah.
If you're not gonna
Kill Wolverine play. From ZT Game Domain says, if you're not gonna fucking play the game, don't fucking buy it. Is what it says. And then there's a picture of a manatee. A picture tee of a manatee.
Alright.
That's all awesome. Right. Apparently the DSILL. What the hell was that?
That was my stomach growling. Move
past it. Wow, dude. Damn.
Move past it. Move past it.
Apparently you're about to pass something. It sells 103,000 in Japan in 2 days.
Wow.
Because people
Why?
Just can't.
Why are they doing this? They just released the DS. Oh, okay, whatever. Fuck it.
DSILL stands for
Ladies Love. The DSI.
Assassin's Creed 2 sells 1.6 million in its first week.
Woo!
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah, not that there was any doubt that it was going to sell well. I hope that that's the next game Gamefly sends me. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go out and buy it. But I still haven't actually
out and buy it.
I still haven't actually finished the first one.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't finish the first one?
No.
I love the first one. I know you didn't like it, but that's because you're an idiot.
Well,
no.
That's because you're a taint.
Well, if you like the first one, I think you should finish it.
I'm Doc Spawn Taint. Red Octane is apparently considering a DLC subscription model for Guitar Hero.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Ugh. I don't even know.
Are we really entering the age?
Yes. We've already been
for
in the
a
age.
Subscription model. For a freaking rhythm game.
Yes, we've already been in that age.
This is freaking absurd. It is completely and utterly stupid.
This was always the path we were going to walk. Regardless.
Apparently Little Big Planet for the PSP is finally on the PSN now. So PSP Go owners can finally play it.
None of them? Because I don't think there's a PSP Go owner out there.
There's a couple.
There might be five.
There's a couple.
There they are. Whoever won that contest on NumThumb Gaming is a PSP owner.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
PSP Go owner.
You're not eligible. Bitter about it. Because, you know, you already have a PSP and it's, not the Go.
Yeah, but how am I not eligible?
Because
I'm not
I
a
said
member
you're
of
not.
Podcast.
Because I said you're not eligible.
Oh. Pandemic apparently broke a printer.
Yeah, that was an awesome video, too. It was set up like the Office Space, the famous Office Space scene.
Yeah.
The funniest part of it is in the midst of all the breaking and stuff, at one point it just shows a picture of the printer and somebody's tickling it with two big feathers. And then they go back to destroying it again.
If you go on YouTube and search, you can find Killer Wolverine destroying a printer.
Yes, you can.
Office Space style.
Can you really?
Yes, you can.
You can.
When was this?
Oh, that's when I had a job.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's been like...
So like forever ago.
It's like 10 years ago.
It's been like 4 or 5 years or some shit like that.
So what would I have to type in to see that video?
Taint.
Destroying a printer's taint by Killer Taint Wolverine.
It's actually Go Fuck Yourself Gambus Khan.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Man,
jeez.
You're on a rampage today, man.
I'm on a rampage.
Man, you take no prisoners, do
you? Hey, you betrayed me. I will not... Sleep lightly with
no quarter asked, none given.
The Nintendo.
Hey, Killer Wolverine.
Yes.
You know, you know I love you in the most heterosexual way. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So.
And Killer Wolverine, you know that I love you.
Yes.
Taint.
What? Are you waiting for me to qualify it?
No. I think it's been qualified.
Okay.
Don't stand so close to me with your pants.
Don't stand so close to me.
The Nintendo download this week saw Bit Trip Void and Mario Kart and A Boy and His Blob.
Sweet.
Lots of good stuff going out there. Blizzard confirms that Diablo 3 won't be out in 2010, as if you expected it to.
And somewhere in Canada, Odin's head exploded.
The North American Bayonetta demo is due next week.
What is that?
That's Princess Leia as a demon.
Why does her head look way too small for her body?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. There's the video.
The DeLorean Crisis mod?
Yes.
Nice.
It's awesome. You should definitely watch that. I think we're moving on. Apparently there's a patch for Left 4 Dead 2 yet, but no, it doesn't make it any different than the first one.
Snap!
Now I'm bringing the thunder.
I don't know.
Don't argue with me. I have my own opinion. You can't change it.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently one of the executives at Nintendo of America is leaving. Or leaving. Not that it matters, because nobody knows who it is.
No, I don't know who that is. That's why
and her family.
Microsoft is apparently being sued over the Xbox Live bans.
Give me a break. Give me a break. That'd be like me stealing all of your stuff and then suing the police for coming to take it back. Give me a break.
Apparently, next week, there's a surprise coming for Mass Effect 2. Like, yeah. How do you do a surprise for a game that's not out yet?
You know what it was? You know what the surprise was?
What was it?
A website redesign.
Nice.
Yes, that's right. A website redesign. This is why people should not get hyped up over surprises.
Yeah, I know. Sony is offering some free comics for the PSP reader. Awesome. I did download the reader, but there was a code for the Transformers comic, and I kept trying to enter it, and it kept telling me it was invalid. I'm like, dude, I'm getting it from Sony's website.
It's because they gave you a fake code on purpose.
It was on Sony's website. I actually wanted to see how cool it was because I downloaded it.
Sony heard what a big Microsoft fanboy you were, so they gave you the wrong code on purpose.
No. No.
No.
I think we already did this news. Yep, we did. Wow, there wasn't a lot of news.
There wasn't a lot of news this week.
That's what happens on
Kill Wolverine. You should have worked harder.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't stop Thanksgiving.
Don't be ridiculous.
You could have stopped Thanksgiving.
I'll stop Christmas if you're not fucking nice to me.
No, it is not true.
Well... You got a long road ahead of you, son.
Well, then you best get your act straight.
You better get your mind right.
You better recognize or the manatee will come and sing to you.
The thing is with Kill Wolverine is you invite him for Thanksgiving dinner.
And he brings marinara?
No.
He dips everything in marinara.
You do not need a knife.
Turkey meatballs?
Because he has six blades.
Six blades. Oh, gotcha. I see. You made the Wolverine joke. Yeah. I got it.
See, now he knows he did wrong, so he's sucking up.
My
hey,
God.
Yes, hey. Yes, I am, what's up, I am kiss sucking ass? Up, man. Yeah.
Kiss ass.
True death.
Campus, you know I'm kidding with you.
You know he loves you. So and much. Ain't no qualifying to it.
I love you. You
tonight.
Love me.
Tonight.
You.
I just unplugged myself. Way to go. I can hear myself better now. That's crazy.
Who broke something?
Plugging this into the right thing.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me now?
Jesus.
Can you hear me? What do you know? Hey, guys, I'm back.
Look at these little spikes you put in.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Way to go.
That is crazy.
All right, now we're going to do some questions.
That's what I get for trying to do the running man while I'm talking.
Hey, Lighthead.
Thought I could do a whole Britney Spears routine back here.
Yeah, I thought you was trying to do, like, MC Hammer.
Oh!
Here comes the hammer.
He'll come to hammer. We need to get some wireless headsets.
Well, then go buy them. my petty cash is in me.
You ain't got no petty cash.
Exactly. All right. First question goes from Baseball Fan 15.
Woohoo!
And this to show you how old this question is. He said, "Since today's Halloween,
yeah, we've already passed another holiday since then.
Yeah. At least for us in the past."
Yeah. See, he recognizes.
I'm going to try to keep the question somewhat Halloween related.
Cool.
What is your favorite candy and least favorite candy? No apples or pencils.
Oh,
who gets pencils for candy?
Dude, I got pencils when I was a kid trick-or-treating.
Really?
That's terrible.
I used to get pissed off, dude.
That's terrible.
Tell those people to F off.
Dude, the best candy ever made, it's called a Reese Cup. Respect it. It's
indeed
the perfect candy.
I like, I'm a big fan of Sour Patch Kids. And I also enjoy Kit Kats.
Kit Kats are good.
Kit Kats are awesome.
And I'm not really huge on chocolate, though, mostly. I like Mike and Ike's and candy rather than chocolate.
As far as least favorite candy goes, who the fuck still eats candy corn?
I like candy corn.
I do, too.
Y'all are a bunch of fucking weirdos.
You're a weirdo.
Fucking candy corn. It's like saying you like, what are those things called? The little birds, marshmallow birds.
Peeps?
Peeps.
I like peeps,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like peeps.
Man, you hate peeps, you marshmallow-hating motherfucker.
You need to grow up.
Yeah, I'm the only one that needs to grow up. That's why peeps are the only goddamn candy left after fucking Halloween is over and they're on discount for a penny.
Dude, peeps are Easter candy. Grow up.
Okay, my favorite candy.
You eat candy corn. Suck it.
I do eat candy corn.
My feet taint.
Let me see.
I do not. I'm not familiar with the taint candy.
Gobble the gooch.
I would have to say.
Come on, man.
Wow, are you serious? All right, Gambus, what's your favorite candy?
Okay, my favorite candy is probably the Cadbury eggs.
Mmm, those are good, too.
But the older ones from, like,
sick motherfuckers.
From the 80s, because the modern
Cadbury. I hope you ain't eating candy from the 80s.
No doubt.
That shit's expired.
That's pretty gross.
Thing is, they taste better back then than they do
now. I thought
now.
You were going to say it tastes better age. It ain't wine, motherfucker.
You know what candy I don't like?
I don't like
any of that generic ass hard candy that doesn't even have a brand
yeah.
or a name. It's just like hard candy. Yeah, that stuff's always
somebody
terrible.
Put some candy in at work the other day. I forgot I hate it so much. It's those ones that come in the orange and black wrappers, and it's just fucking like hard ass
peanut
caramel.
Butter. Yeah. Oh yeah, I like those.
Butterscotch.
Oh,
no,
butterscotch.
They're like the peanut butter kisses things where they're like. It's like a wad of peanut butter with peanut butter on the inside of it.
Oh, okay.
No, these can't be peanut butter because I love peanut butter. No, these are caramel. They have some kind of caramel, and they're like fossilized.
You and I are talking about something different.
Yeah, they're like fossilized candy. I'm like, this is gross. Who eats this shit?
I'll tell you what I'm not a fan of, and
Mary James.
Taffy.
You don't like taffy?
Oh, what?
I like taffy.
I don't like taffy. I mean, I like the flavor, but I don't like the texture.
You got the flavor,
I really
for the
like,
flavor of the premium.
I really like Airheads, too. I find Airheads to be delicious.
I didn't think that was a very good movie.
I like pretty much anything, but if it has coconut in it, fuck it. I hate coconut.
The only thing I like with coconut in it is are those Zingers. They're not candy, but like Zingers that are like Twinkies with coconut on them.
I don't know anybody could eat coconut. That shit just smells raunchy.
I also was recently reminded how much I like Warheads. Do you guys remember Warheads?
Yes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine ordered some from some company. I can't remember what he said the name of it was now, but he gave me like a big Ziploc bag of them. They're so good.
They need to bring those stores back in the mall. Just that big candy store where you just get a bag and you start loading shit up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I miss
whatever
those
happened
days.
To those, man.
I don't know. I got kicked out of one of those one time.
Stop sticking your head into the bin.
Because, no, the lady, we were there on a school field trip, oddly enough. Like, on the way back, the teacher didn't want to go back to school, so we just went to the mall. We're in this candy store, and the lady that was working there saw us all walk in and actually said to us as we were walking in, "Don't you guys think about stealing anything?" And we said we weren't going to steal anything. We were going to buy some candy. And then basically I got a bag of candy out and she's like, "You going to pay for that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I was on my way up to the counter with it right now, but I'm not going to buy it now. So you can have it back." And then she was trying to walk out from behind the counter and tripped over a basket and almost fell on her face. And we all started laughing so hard that she kicked us out of the store. That was the one and only time I've ever been kicked out of a store.
So tell me, were you a thug little kid when
no.
you were growing up?
No. I was a little dorky kid. Came in there with glasses.
He had a big gold chain that said Thug Life.
I must have been wearing a shirt that says, "I'm going to thieve you of candy and not pay for it."
Yeah.
But she was just one of those. She was kind of older, and she looked like she was probably one of those people that was immediately suspicious of anyone under the age of 20.
Yeah, she probably hated kids.
So, but... Yeah, anyways, that was a weird little tangent. So
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, next question. What is your favorite scary movie? Scary movie.
The Exorcist.
You know, I have to go with The Descent.
You know something?
God damn, that movie's scary.
You know something? I was going to tell you, I saw The Descent a couple days ago for the first
time. Oh, God.
I was going to mention The Descent as, like, my follow-up.
Man, that movie make you cry.
I love the ending to that movie.
Yeah.
The ending was so... It's not the atypical ending, but at the same time, it messes with you on, like, a deeper psychological level.
Man, that movie is just...
Thing is, the thing is with about the Descent is that the movie has this sense of utter despair, like there's no hope at all. And yeah, have you seen it?
No, I don't like scary movies, so there's really no way for me to name a favorite. I'm just not a fan of those.
Yeah.
About you, K-Dub?
I would have to agree with The Descent. That was the, besides The Exorcist, is the only one that really scared the shit out of me.
I think I peed a little when I watched that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I lied. I peed a lot.
You peed your pants.
Yeah. Now, I should mention that I got drugged to a lot of horror movies by Zero Tolerance, Killer Wolverine, and The Boogeyman there for a while. And all of them I thought were terrible.
A lot of them were. In your defense, a lot of them were terrible.
Yeah, we saw a lot of very terrible movies.
Can we say Hostel?
Can we say The Fog?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Can we say Resident Evil Apocalypse?
Oh, God. That's not really a horror movie. That's just a horrible movie.
What was the one where the killer was in the house with the babysitter or whatever? Man. No, well, there was that one where she was
with
we
Zelda
playing the pan flute in the closet. No, the one...
he warped.
What was it called? I can't remember where the killer was. They're like, we trace the call. It's coming from inside the house. That stupid movie.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know that's what with was the with the maid, and every time she was on screen, we kept going, K.
Well, you know that's a remake.
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, that was a terrible movie.
It was an awful movie.
That wasn't one missed call, because I didn't see that one.
No, it was...
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That movie was terrible. It's inside the house.
Terrible movie. Oh, man.
All right, next question. What were you last time you dressed up for Halloween?
I was a vampire.
I did the generic adult. I was a football player.
He was a football player.
I just put on a jersey and put some black on
my
eyes.
Oh, man, that's lame.
Of course it's lame.
That's
I was
lame.
Old.
I was, I went as white trash. Complete with mullet, trucker cap, and a flannel sweatshirt combination that I purchased at the thrift store. And some sweatpants.
Dude, your costume was awesome.
Sweatpants is awesome. What about you? Are you a vampire? What about you, K-Dub?
The last time I dressed up, I guess you could put it, is when I was working at EB, and they had those, I think it was Battlefront shirts that came with the Stormtrooper mask.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I just put on the Stormtrooper mask.
I remember that.
You were a Stormtrooper with a mask.
Yeah.
I went as a vampire the year before the white trash, and then I went as Ric Flair the year before that.
I think the last time I remember actually dressing up and being cool was when I dressed up as Arnold from Terminator 2.
Nice.
That's how long ago it was when I dressed up last.
Did you, for real? Did you have like a metal endoskeleton showing?
No, dude, I just had a rubber mask.
Seriously?
No, I don't have a metal endoskeleton, sorry. Sorry to disappoint
you.
You can do the makeup thing.
Yeah, you
could have.
Around that time, they had this makeup kit where it looks like you had
the battle damage, yeah, except it looked like you had like a scab. Because it was sticking out, protruding.
A scab made out of metal.
I could just cut my face and then paint it with some silver glitter.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that probably would have been very healthy.
Yeah.
And sanitary.
All right, his final question is, recently at my Play-N-Trade, they were having a buy two, use games, get one free.
Nice.
So I bought, and this is a hell of a list of games, Mass Effect, Crackdown, Mirror's Edge, Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, and Splinter Cell, Chaos Theory, and Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, all for under $45.
Wow.
What is the best deal you have gotten for games? Free copies for review do not count.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure back in the days of the original Xbox, I bought, during one of the GameStop buy two, get one frees, I think I bought six games, and it was right around there, like $30, $35.
Yeah, those buy two, get one frees. I think the Toys R Us sale, always clean out on those.
Yeah, that was a really good deal for me. I bought Brutal Legend Uncharted 2, and eventually a game that I traded in for Borderlands, all for $120, which wasn't bad.
Yeah, I actually did it at Best Buy and got Ratchet and Clank and Forza and then the Star Wars game for $110. So
nice.
Sweet deals.
I picked up Infinite Undiscovery for $5.
Wow.
Where'd you find that at? I know it's been discounted everywhere.
Game Crazy.
Really? $5?
Yep. I keep hoping for Lost Odyssey to drop in price a lot, but it's still like $25 used.
Well, that's the good JRPG.
I know.
On the 360.
That's why I want to play
that
it.
And, Blue Dragon.
Blue Dragon?
Blue Dragon.
What about you, K-Dub?
Man, it's been so long since I've had money, I don't even remember.
His best gaming deal was when I gave him free copies of games he didn't have to review.
Yeah, man, no doubt.
As always, it's great listening to your show, and hope you keep up the good work.
The good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Sam in Seattle.
Hello.
Says, I don't know why I feel so obligated to post this, but I will anyway. I love Demon's Souls.
Nice.
I can't stop playing this game. It's so incredible. Incredibly immersive, intense, and addictive. When I originally bought the game, I knew it would require a lot of patience. So I tried to be patient when playing it, but I really didn't have the patience because my playtime was so limited.
Right.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Yeah, that's the problem that I had with it as well.
So I put the game down until I knew that I would have more time to be able to dedicate to the game only. And now I've put about 25 hours into it. I can't decide whether this or Uncharted 2 will be my personal game of the year. I'm sure this sounds really weird to a lot of people, especially since Modern Warfare 2 was so good, and I loved Uncharted 2 so much that it quickly became my second plat. My point is, I really like Demon's Souls. It's a fantastic game, and I wish more people would look into it, because in my opinion, it's a hidden gem among other obvious gems. Any thoughts?
True dat, brother.
Yeah.
I will agree. Yeah.
Demon's Souls is a great game, but it is true, you have to have
a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it's a little weird. Like, Demon's Souls is a little weird. I think mostly because of the difficulty and because of the level of patience required. But I imagine that my Demon's Souls score will probably outscore what I'll give Dragon Age. But I think Dragon Age will probably end up ahead of it on my Game of the Year list, which is a little weird. But it's mostly just because of the difficulty level associated with it, I think.
Alright, next question comes from Squallsoft. He says, Sup, N4G crew.
Sup.
Hello.
Thanks for adding me on PSN, Gambus, and Zero. Hope to play some Uncharted 2 co-op with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, I love playing that co-op. Anyway, before I ask my question, two things need to be assumed first. There really is a King and Queen of Canada, and you guys live under their rule. Okay, with that...
Live under their iron rule.
With that out of the way, my question is, if the King and Queen of Canada decreed that only one genre of game could be sold within their borders, what genre of game would you each want that to be?
Fucking King and Queen, clamping down on my freedom.
Action-adventure?
That's two genres.
That's one genre hybrid.
I'm going to say action-adventure shooter RPG hybrid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See, now you're just being ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're going to play hybrids.
All right, fuck it then. It's a fucking action game. Shit.
I'm going to say...
Games that have aspect of everything. Even a stage where it's a rhythm game. There you go.
I just said action, bitch.
I'll say Western RPG.
No, you just get RPG. Suck it. I don't get action-adventure.
No,
RPG is
fine. I won't limit myself to Western RPG. We'll just say RPG, period.
Yeah. Of course, you know me. RPG, I guess, yeah.
Surprised you didn't pick Dating Simulator.
that was going to be my second pick.
K-Dub?
I would say first-person shooter.
First-person shooter.
GambusCon wishes they could only sell PNO3.
God, I wish they never would have sold PNO3.
Dude, I am looking at an import copy of PNO3.
Yeah, I know, and that's my worst gaming purchase ever. My God, that game was horrible.
I like the main character, though.
You just like to watch her ass jiggle.
Huh. Man, the concept of that game, even though it was poorly executed, but the concept of that game was sweet because she did dance moves as attack moves.
That's not sweet.
I thought it was. It was interesting and different.
So was Seaman, but that didn't make it good.
But like I said, it was poorly executed, but I think that if they would have actually put a lot more time into it and had a much a bigger development company. I mean,
dude, it was Capcom.
Yeah, it was Capcom, but it was kind of like the guys in the corner of Capcom.
It was
like,
the guy that made Resident Evil.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's not the guy in the corner.
Thing is, though, he...
he sucked at making that game.
Thing is, I read interviews with him, and he had, like, only, like, a dozen people that...
I wonder why. It was a game about a girl that made dance moves attack people. I'd give him, like, two people and say, here, make this fucking game.
That game was very overhyped.
Yeah.
Prior to release.
Yeah,
I could have pooped on that game.
But like I said, I thought it was poorly executed, but it had a really good premise, in my opinion.
All right, he said he would personally choose RPG because I'm an uber level grinding nerd, but that's just me. P.S. Gambus has the absolute worst singing voice I have ever heard. I love it, aww, and I can't wait to hear more.
Nice.
Well, you know, there's a bit of a philosophy behind that. Something that I've come to realization is that if you're bad at something, don't just be bad at it. Be the most horrible at it than anybody. Because if you're just bad at something, you'll nobody will ever
pay attention
to you. But if you're the absolute worst, then there you go.
That's his philosophy on sex.
Hey, at least
right in the middle of it, he's like, "How am I doing?
How am I doing?" It should be like Epic Phil.
Is this the right spot?
Oh god!
Wow.
Yeah.
He also says, "Wombat, what the fuck? When you gonna accept my friend request?"
What the fuck? I think I have at this point.
Probably.
Pretty sure.
This was a while back.
I've got him on Twitter for sure. I'm pretty sure I have him on PSN. If not, I just probably haven't seen it yet. But if it's been in my inbox, I've probably accepted it at this point.
All right, we got enough time for one more before we do the tweets. This one comes from Tortellini1. He says, "My day was a bad day because my PS3 died."
Oh, that's terrible.
"I was wondering, is there a way to copy all the stuff from the old hard drive to the new hard drive Sony will send me? If you can, how? Thanks, love the show."
I haven't had any issues with my PS3, so I don't know.
You can back it up to a external hard drive or USB drive.
Yeah, but can you do that after the system's died? I thought you could only do that before the system died.
Well, I'd imagine. I don't know if you can just hook up the hard drive. Hell, I don't know.
Just switch out the hard drives when he gets the new system.
Well, but
do you
the
have
problem
to send
is,
it back in with the hard drive?
Yeah, you got to send it back in with the hard drive. Yeah.
Oh, that's dick.
But yeah, thankfully, you can re-download. Well, here's the other big thing is that with that whole account shit that's going on right now, where they cut it down to 3 accounts now instead of 5, his account's going to be used once.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he can log another account, but if he shared it with anybody...
Yeah, I wonder if you can. I wonder if he could buy, and I don't know how much the stuff he has on his hard drive is worth, so I don't know if this will work. I wonder if he could buy a cheap external laptop or an internal laptop hard drive, and take out the hard drive that's in there, put the cheap blank one, new laptop one in there, and then send that to Sony so he can keep his actual other hard drive. And then install that in his new PS3.
Sony should just switch out the hard drives.
They should. They might if he asks them to, but...
Yeah.
I guess just, you know, try that way or have a friend just switch it out real quick.
Yeah, you gotta do something. Alright, so that wraps up the questions. Now we're gonna go on to the tweets.
The tweets? Alright. So Fido Dido Triplex says, "Hello, DOS crew. Happy third year anniversary." He must be real late on that because our anniversary is actually in August.
Yeah.
But thanks anyway. And he says, "I hope you guys are doing well and still playing Street Fighter 4. You know what? I haven't played Street Fighter 4 in forever. I need to play that again. He said, "Let's get hyped. Super is coming." Yeah, I'm super hyped about Super Street Fighter. Really super, super hyped. Let's see. Silpho says, "Hey guys, long time no see. I'm catching up with the shows of the past few months and loving every minute. Keep it up." Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Jay Borsick says, "I want to give a thanks to Gambus Khan and Killer Wolverine. It was good gaming with you guys this week."
Thank you.
Yes.
PTFT says Borderlands is one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Love to you all from him. So thank
Let's
you very
do
much. Dizzleboy916 says, be honest, who kicked a few kids in the chest on Black Friday? K-Dub, I'm looking at you.
Dude, I didn't move.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You know what? I actually, my wife and I had to leave the house. It wasn't an option. We had to get some stuff for the house. And we went to Target on Black Friday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was not busy. So I don't know what was going on. I don't know if it was just M-Town where I roll or what.
Where you roll.
But it was not busy.
Yeah, I went to Walmart about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good.
And it was just a little bit busier than what it normally was.
Yeah. I did manage to buy Superbad on DVD for $4 at Target, which is a pretty good deal. Let's see, Scruff Money says, sup guys, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
He says, I hope the book I left in the forums isn't too long. Which
I don't think we've got to it
yeah,
yet.
We haven't got to that yet. He says, do any of you watch Dexter?
No.
I got season one. I've probably seen about 3 or 4 episodes of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Boogeyman let me the first 2 seasons. I got through season one. So it's a pretty good show.
And I have not watched it. Zero has not watched it.
Nope.
And he says, what did you guys think of the ending of the last episode? I don't think anybody is currently watching it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Unfortunately, we don't know. But I've heard good things. I know Boogeyman really likes it, but
cheap plug. Everybody should watch Fringe.
So there you go.
Yeah, cheap plug. I saw your tweet.
Cheap plug. Everybody should watch Flash Forward. I enjoy that show. Dizzleboy916 says, which one of you all will be cool parents and let your kids play mature rated games, or will you be uncool and follow the ESRB rules?
It's not a matter of being cool or uncool. It's a matter of what you feel is appropriate.
Yeah.
I believe I would let my teenager play something like Halo.
Right.
But I would definitely not let them play something like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm in agreement. It definitely depends on the kid, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how mature and responsible your kid is.
Well, that's
I think.
All up to you now.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yep.
So, and then he says, who would win in a fight? Master Chef... who I believe is the twin brother of Master Chief.
He's also in Eat Lead.
Yeah, he's the cook. That fat plumber guy, or the most badass hero in the world, Solid Snake. So I think it's pretty clear who he thinks would win. Who do you guys think? Master Chef, the fat plumber, or Solid Snake?
Master Chef, I believe. If we're talking Master Chef, I have to go with Solid Snake. But if we're talking Master Chief... I'd probably go with the Chief. He's a super soldier, man.
Yeah. He's genetically created.
Not that I don't love my snake, but, you know.
I'll put you this way.
Plus, isn't he like 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, and his...
His armor weighs like ridiculous amounts.
Like half a ton or something?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd probably go with him. Especially considering he can jump that high when he's still wearing all that weight.
Yeah, and basically, if he would backhand Solid Snake, he would probably snap his neck and throw him like 20 feet away.
Snap your fingers, snap your neck. I think I'm going to go with neither. I'm going to go with Kane from Legacy of Kane will come in.
He's not a choice.
Kill them all and drink their blood.
Yeah, he can't get through the armor.
But then again,
yes he can.
Mario...
Oh, fuck Mario. He
no,
don't do
no.
shit. He'll eat a mushroom and
no.
be like, it's a me.
Oh, no.
Think about it.
I'm a fuck.
Mario.
Please don't kill me.
Mario is supernatural because think about
fuck?
It. Think about it. He can jump like 6 times his own height.
And he can shoot fire by picking up flowers.
Yeah.
And ice. And he can turn into a penguin.
Yeah, so I mean, there's got to be something to be said for that, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
the guy that made it was high.
And
it's a me, LSD.
I think Mario, even
he's
though
gonna hit me,
even though I think he's, I think Mario could take on Solid Snake.
Wow,
Mario probably does have a lot of pent up aggression since Peach won't ever put out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh snap!
Mario versus Solid Snake.
Yeah.
It's a me. It's you. It's a me. It's you. All right,
Mario.
Peach. Altus One says it was
Bowser.
Nice. It was nice to finally play with Killer Wolverine the other night. Hopefully the rest of the cast can be on tonight or tomorrow. I don't actually have Modern Warfare, so if that's what you guys are playing, I won't be able to play.
So this is Altus 1?
Yeah, but perhaps, okay, cool. You know, I could play something else at some point.
I need to play online with people.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I've been really stuck in a single player rut lately.
There's been too much shit to play.
I need to play some Red Faction again online. That was
a lot of fun. Yeah, I fucking forgot about it. God damn, fucking Red Faction.
Yeah, we need to have an N4G gaming night.
We
said that last week.
I know.
Boo, man.
Well, the problem is that we've got to find a game that we all have. If we do a gaming night, we should do Uncharted 2, since we all own it.
There you go.
Yes.
So maybe we'll try and coordinate something. I don't want to get everybody's hopes up because there's a chance it probably won't happen this
week.
Trust
me,
but
they're probably not like, oh, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we've heard this from these motherfuckers before.
Trust me.
Yeah, no. And then Che Marungo says, I wish there were 28 hours in a day so I could get more gaming time in.
Yeah, no shit.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I wish I had a clone.
I wish I never had to sleep.
Yeah, sleep just gets in the way of everything.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Pixelated Maze says, what did you guys buy for Black Friday?
Nothing.
Like I said, all I bought was Super Bad on DVD, and then my wife bought 2 seasons of One Tree Hill at Target. That was it.
I went out Saturday, and I bought a battery charger.
Nice.
Dragon Age Origins.
There you go.
Did you get it for
$34.99?
$39?
Yeah.
$39.
Where'd you go? Best Buy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it was it EB or GameStop had it for $34?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or Kmart or somebody. I don't remember who had it for
$34. Kmart.
I bought pizza.
Yeah, what's up,
did you get
brother?
A good deal on that?
No, I was just hungry.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, speaking of which, yeah, on Friday I went out to get 5 for $5, bitches. Roast beef sandwiches were 5 for $5.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
Wow, you saved a solid 95 cents.
No, they're normally $2.65.
Yeah, but they've always got 5 for $5.95 going on there on junior roast beef.
That's junior. This is regular.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker,
now that's a good deal. Now that's a good deal.
Franklin, it's 5 for $6.95.
No, it's not. I got it in that same place.
Well, it usually is.
Oh, I got 5 for $5.
Really? They're $1 more expensive in Franklin?
Yeah.
Seems like they'd be $1 cheaper in Franklin.
We can't afford them some sandwiches.
Yeah, nobody else knows what we're talking about, so
no.
Maybe we should move
on. I got
on.
5 for $5 roast beefs. 5 roast beef sandwiches.
Oh,
where did
perfect.
Everybody yep. go? They're at Arby's for 5 for $5. Fixer says, ditto on playing with Killer Wolverine. Very enjoyable. Says, we need a Killer Wolverine soundboard, though.
I have it.
It would just be fuck, fuck, fucking fuck, fuck, fuck over and over again is what the Killer Wolverine soundboard would be.
Yes, it would.
And also we would have to have the infamous "you people suck" thing in there too.
Yes.
And the sound of a controller hitting the wall,
or a fist,
or a fist.
Yeah, or a fist.
Fist the taint.
Wow. Gav Spana says, what's happening, Pod Stars? It's Spana in the UK. What gaming characters are you most like? Answer for each other. And then he says, great show. So thank you. So we got to answer for each other. All right, Zero, who do you think everybody's most like?
Dude, I don't even know how to answer that question. I think Gambus is like Mario.
It's a me, Gambus. No, I'd say Killer Wolverine's more like Mario.
Just because he's Italian, he's yeah. No. No, Gambus seems like he's always high. He's on a mushroom.
The mushrooms.
He grows the Mario mustache sometimes.
I grow a goatee.
I think I've seen you in a penguin suit.
You should come in one time just the mustache. Just the stash.
And wearing a red plumber's cap.
Hello.
That would be
dude,
awesome.
I don't fucking have a clue.
You know what? Actually, post that in the forums and we'll get back to that. Under the questions.
There you go. We may have to have some time to think about that one.
Yeah.
Gambus is Mario. I'm sticking
with
that.
So, go ahead and post that in the questions. We'll get back to that when we get caught up.
Wow.
Killer Wolverine's like a brute from Halo. Just yelling and smashing stuff all the time.
Sweet.
to win.
Because that actually is pretty interesting, so I don't know. Is that cool with everyone?
Yeah, that's cool questions? With me.
Works with me, because I certainly can't come up with anything. We'll come back to that one. My head.
Because that'll be very fun when we actually have time to sit and ponder it.
Douglas Quaid.
Shotcaller 33 says, "What it do, N4G crew? Just beat the hidden mission on Veteran and Spec Ops. Took me 18 minutes to beat solo. Damn hard. Or wow. So damn hard." So, I don't even know what mission he's talking about.
I haven't unlocked it yet, because I'm still trying to get all the damn stars.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yep.
So, congratulations for beating.
Yeah, no doubt. By yourself, even. Fuck.
REMGS says, have a good one, guys. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah!
HDogger says, if you're still recording, we are.
Yeah.
Then pick 3 out of 4 that I should get. Left 4 Dead 2, Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 2, or Modern Warfare 2. I think we're all in agreement.
Everything but Left 4 Dead.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I would go with Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 2, or Modern Warfare 2, and Modern Warfare 2.
I'll say, wait until Left 4 Dead drops to about half price. Then that would be justifiable. Yeah.
Or on the marketplace in DLC.
DLC.
Yeah. And then he says, or should I sell an organ and try and get all 4?
No.
Now, hold on to your organs.
Yeah, hold on to your organs. Left 4 Dead's not quite worth your organs, and those other 3 games will keep you occupied for a very long time.
Agreed.
Well, the thing is, if Left 4 Dead 2 was actually DLC, you know what? It would still end up being $50 in DLC, because I heard it as 5. Is 5 or 5 scenarios.
Yeah, I know,
each
I know.
Scenario would probably cost $10.
I know. I'm just giving the game hell. But when compared to those other 3, no, not even a contest.
It's the weakest link.
It is the weakest link.
You are
of
the
those.
Weakest link. And Mouse 00000 just says, hey. So, hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, cutie pie. Howdy, stranger.
So, for as always, if you're not following us, follow us at N4G Podcast, or follow us individually, or should I say, and follow us individually, at Killer Wolverine, at ZTGD, at Gambus Khan, and at R. Wombold. Well, I'll let Gambus do his normal thing.
Go, Gambus, go, Gambus, go, go,
actually,
Gambus, go, Gambus,
I'm
going
to do a couple shout-outs.
Do it.
Fuck are you?
Okay, the first shout-out goes to Fido Dido.
Why not?
For we played Modern Warfare 2. We briefly played because I had to go...
to the bathroom?
No, I had to take my nap before work, so...
Stop whining!
But Fido Dido, shout-out to you. Shout-out to Frustrated Fury, Drew from the Evolve Gaming Podcast. Because he gives us a shout-out every episode, just about.
We appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. So, shout-out to you. And, lastly, but not least, I got to give a shout-out to a gentleman who goes by the name of Heroic Superman. He's the one of the hosts to a podcast called the Post Gamer Report podcast.
Post Gamer.
And it's actually a really big and really popular podcast. It's always like in the top 50 on iTunes, and they have like a whole bunch of people that are hosts to the show, and Heroic Superman is like kind of a newer host, and me and him actually had a pretty long conversation on Xbox Live, you know, just talking about video games, community, like the future of gaming, podcasting. We ended up talking for like an hour and a half, and we didn't really play anything because his stats on Modern Warfare are astronomical. I just want to give a shout out to Heroic Superman because he seems to be a pretty cool guy.
And we all actually owe a shout out to Cal's88,
yes,
from Num Thumb Gaming for the Follow Friday. Mentioned this last Friday.
Yes.
So
yes.
Big thanks to him.
Yeah.
And John W., the guys
at Num Thumb.
Num Thumb.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gambus's mom.
Shout out to the world.
Oh, really?
that kind of trailed off.
Yeah, my mom.
Wrong.
Epic Fail. But anyway.
Shout out to the guy who came up with Epic Fail.
Yeah.
I'm smart. Unlike someone we know.
Yeah.
All right. So, you want me to put the final stamp on?
You know, I'll tell you when it's time.
Shout out to the chicken, too.
What's that?
Shout out to the chicken, too.
The rooster.
Oh, okay. Oh, and also, I was waiting for Gambus to say this, but he didn't. Please leave us comments and reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
Please.
We
really appreciate those. And we're moving on up in the world.
To the east side.
In the world of iTunes. So please continue to leave us comments if you haven't yet. We beg of you. Please do so. We will love you forever and we'll be your best friend.
Yes.
We love you long time.
We will love you.
How could you not do it after that? I mean, seriously.
Seriously. That was a very earnest plea from Gambus Khan.
Just ask your 14 billion Twitter followers.
If everybody that followed you on Twitter reviewed us on iTunes, we'd have 400 and some reviews.
We'd be the number one show.
I don't think the Princess of Canada listens to our podcast.
Well, she better start.
She better get on the horn and tell her dad and mom, the king and queen, to not limit us to one genre of games.
I mean, if you're a part of royalty, I mean, how can you not listen to M4G?
Really?
We're pretty much the crown jewel of internet gaming podcasts. So.
We're the crown
taint. You know what's funny is I was actually, I was looking at this the other day, and it sort of tied into Thanksgiving because it made me very thankful. It's kind of cool to go down through iTunes and look at the podcasts that are big on iTunes, like the ones that have a lot of comments and the ones that are always featured.
Yeah.
And to look at the episode list and realize that we've been doing this longer than most of them have.
And they've accomplished so much more in such a short amount of time.
But no, it makes me very thankful that people still actually listen to us week in and week out three plus years later.
Yeah.
So it's been quite an awesome ride.
It's been a good ride, and we're going to keep on riding in the minecart.
What?
You never had a minecart level?
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're the minecart level.
Oh, I just didn't. I couldn't figure out where the minecart came from.
It's a minecart level, like in DuckTales.
It's really cool that we've been able to do this as long as we have, which with such little success.
Thing is, I mean...
Yes.
We might not be the biggest or most popular, but we probably have the best audience.
We definitely have the best, most dedicated fans. Yes. That's the truth.
I feel like that came from your heart.
Oh,
or your taint.
Jesus.
I think that's kind of the nice thing though about still being relatively small. Or at least I don't know, sometimes I think our perspective is a little weird. It seems really small to us, but
then
I stop and think about it and you know, I've got friends on Facebook and on Twitter now from around the world. So, but I mean, it's nice that we're still in that, or that we're in that mindset where we can actually converse with the people that listen to the show and not just.
And when we talk about video games, I mean that's like the common interest that like kind of binds us all together.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It binds us. It's all around us.
You know, every once in a while we get a question of, like, what's the greatest era of gaming? I think right now is.
Think so?
Yes. Because, you know, the whole connectivity, the internet, the culture, the acceptance of video games into the modern era, you know, and how it's connecting people all over the world together.
Been all around the world.
And I.
And on top of that, you know, if you want to play games from the 80s, you can play games from the 80s. If you want from the 90s, I mean, there's just so much gaming in many different forms just available to us nowadays, you know. I think right now is the greatest era of gaming.
Indeed.
Excellent.
So, yeah, as a podcast, we're all very thankful to all of you people that listen every week, for
yes,
sure.
We give thanks.
We give thanks for that.
All right.
Thank you.
That wraps up this show. We'll be back next week, and hopefully things will be calmed down from the holiday.
The holiday.
Yes.
And we'll be back to normal. So.
Maybe.
But as for now, we're just going to say toodaloo and Gambus Khan. It's time now.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Mario.
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs.
I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always
would be
angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.